oh, 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 how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, see how great, is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. No, we see how great. How great is our God. I lift my hands to give you glory. I lift my hands to give you praise. I'll praise you, Lord. I'll praise you, Lord. Will you praise him? Oh, will you praise him? I lift my hands. Come on and lift your hands. And give him glory. I lift my hands. And give you praise. I'll praise you, Lord. I'll praise you, Lord. I'll praise you, Lord. I'll praise you, Lord. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. I lift my hands to give you glory. I lift my hands to give you praise. I'll praise you, Lord. 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 Come on and praise him. Yeah. Yeah. Come on and lift your hands and give him glory. Come on and lift your hands and give him praise. I'll praise you, Lord. 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 Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Hallelujah. For he is my rock. Hallelujah. He's my fortress, and he's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Come on and praise. Come on and praise the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 He is a great God and he's worthy to be praised. You give life. You are love. You bring light in the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath, hallelujah, in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath, hallelujah, in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. you only. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Yes. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great Lord, you Lord is your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. Is your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Is your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Hallelujah. Great are you, Lord. Hallelujah. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. Hallelujah. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Hallelujah. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Hallelujah. You're a great God. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory. Yes. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will sing. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. Hallelujah. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Come on, say, great are you, Lord. Come on, sing it again. Hallelujah. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Hallelujah. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's our breath, your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. Your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. Singing bass. Great are you, Lord. Come on, sing great. Singing great. Are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. Hallelujah. Great are you, Lord. Glory be.
And the rest of this call will go forth with clarity. God, we come to you this morning worshiping you, honoring you, thanking you, praising your holy name. Father, we thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, God, that we're getting ready, God, in just a few days, less than a week, oh my God, to celebrate our 11th anniversary here on the Master's Call. Lord, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pacola Roberts, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for their willingness and their steadfastness and their faith and their obedience to maintain, God, to have the call go forth this day, this without missing a day, any Monday through Friday, Lord. Now, God, I pray that you bless them immensely. Lord, I pray that you touch Dr. Pacola and her body, Lord. I pray, God, that you heal her, Lord, and God, for direction, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you continue to strengthen Dr. Vanessa, Lord, that you increase and enlarge her territory, God, that enabling her to do those things which you have purposed her to do is for such a time as this. Lord, we thank you for the minister who will bring the word this morning, knowing that it is already blessed, knowing that you've already taken care of it, Lord, and that they not sugarcoated, Lord, but give it to us just like you give it to them. Bless them indeed, oh God, them in their household. Now, God, we do lift up special prayers for Minister Robin, God, and her entire family. Father, on the transition of her precious dad, Mr. Harrington. Oh, God, would you just soothe their hearts? Would you comfort them right now in the name of Jesus? And, Father, that you do the exceedingly abundantly above through this family. Now, God, we also continue to lift up Minister Tiffany and Kaylon, Lord, and the Williams family, God. God, do only what you can do as they prepare for the homegoing service that is yet to come. Now, we thank you for each and every person who's on this phone. Bless them in a mighty way. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I do love me some you. Host, are you there?
I am here, my beautiful sister, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Prophet Ty. God bless you.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. First, let me say thank you to both our prayer general, Minister Brenda, and to our beautiful sister, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting us and opening us up in prayer, and to Minister Roslyn, to our psalmist this morning, for ushering us into the presence of the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. I am Prophet Kai, and I reside in the great city and state of San Antonio, Texas, and we wish you all the warmest of greetings this morning as you joined us here on the Master's Call. This call is all about the Master, and on October 25th, 2010, our two amazing and dynamic co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pacola Roberts, said yes to the Master. And we know that when he gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know, because our God is a God of order, we know that we know that we know that this call is founded on Scripture, and that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start the call in prayer, we end the call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call has a website, and that's themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. And all the messages have been archived and recorded since the inception of the calls. You can also see our speakers' bios and any prayer objectives that we are praying through for this season. If you are feeling led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, a psalmist, or if God has given you a word for such a time as this, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. You can submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info at themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda, or our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, will get back with you. On Fridays, we do live and in-person prayer requests and praise reports, as we have since the inception of this call, because our founders believe that it is imperative that we have a time to come together and share our praise reports and prayer requests openly with one another. This call was started based on all of the women and men together being a part of Artist Life, which was established by the Des de Leon Ministry over 30 years ago. And it has been a blessing to most of us on this call. Immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and that is held Monday through Friday by a group of dynamic leaders throughout Artist Life, giving us vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Today is Presidential Tuesday, and will be hosted by President Candida Mosley, and we are looking forward to all that she has in store for us to share with us today. So now I am going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room. Ooh, excuse me. Ooh, praise God. Excuse me. So that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's minister is none other than Pastor Everett Thomas, who is a man after God's own heart. He is an Artist Life distributor. He continues to just be a blessing to all those who he comes in contact with. He has been married to his beautiful wife, Cheryl, for over 30 years, and we are just so blessed to have him be a part of this ministry. Pastor Everett continues to share the word of God everywhere he goes. We are thankful for the man of God. I am going to get out of the way and present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Everett, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours, man of God.
Well, God bless your heart. Thank you so much for such a warm introduction, Prophet Kai. To God be the glory, great things he has done, great things he is yet doing in our lives. And we just praise God for another day's journey. Praise God. Well, thank God for Thomas Rosalind today, doing an excellent job and ushering us in the presence of the Lord. We want to thank God for Minister Willa and Minister Brenda for greeting us. And praise God for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. Nicola Roberts, who had a vision and is still moving forward. Praise God for, as we're celebrating, amen, this month. Praise God for all that has been done throughout these years. Praise God. And just thank God for the opportunity to share with all of us today. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning to everybody. I want to turn to Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37. This is so rich word here. We're just going to deal with the fifth verse. But of course, we want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of 37. Looking at verse number 5, reading from the New King James Version of Genesis 37, verse 5. It says, now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, please hear this dream which I have dreamed. Continue to read on. There we were binding sheaves in the field. They beheld my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And indeed, your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf. Well, I'm not going to read on. I'll read on. Just take your time and read the rest of yourself. But the dream that Joseph had, he went through a whole lot, but if he just tagged this message this morning to challenge you to hold on to your dream. Hold on to your dream. Hold on, hold on. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. Hold on to your dream. And Joseph went through a lot of challenges to fulfill that dream, and many people felt that he was cocky, that he should not have shared that information because it wasn't really received. And so his brothers hated him. He's already hated because the fact that he had a coat of many colors, and like his dad loved him or cherished him more than others. So there will be haters, come on somebody, that would not always encourage us in what we set out to do. Here's Joseph. Here's Joseph's story. Joseph is a story of an individual whose life was shaped by a dream, even though he knew that it would be God's means to deliver his family from poverty and death. Joseph, the youngest son, was the favorite child of his parents. Joseph's father bestowed upon him a coat of many colors. Of course, we mentioned that represented a token of his affection and favor. This open display of preference toward Joseph watered the seeds of envy and jealousy among his brothers. The rift of hatred became an impassable gulf. But in spite of the hatred Joseph's brothers showed toward him, Joseph dared to dream the dreams that God gave him. Throughout the account of Joseph's struggles with hardship, accusations, and incarceration, the Bible makes no mention of his childhood dreams. They seem to have faded away completely. And this resembles the experience of many oppressed people in contemporary society. Their dreams seem to be only fantasies. They lose when they wake in the morning. The pain and hardship of the present reality suppress dreams of hope and successful accomplishments. Education, cultural, social, racial, and gender structures confine their aspirations, giving them a sense of hopelessness and despair. The story of Joseph should be read to all the hopeless, the least, the lost, and the left out. For in his story, we see God in heaven who reveals great dreams of hope and visions of success. There is a God in heaven who manifests his presence and power in the realm of time to those of childlike faith. A God who in his own time makes dreams a reality. So remember your dreams. Hold on to your dreams. Don't give up. In this business that we're in, artist life, we always encourage people to come up with your why. Why are you doing this? Why are you involved with artist life? Why? What is your why? So what is your dream? What did God give you? Sometimes our dreams are lost because of so many distractions that we encounter in life, and so many haters come along and try to steal our dream. But as you read the story of Joseph, you will see that God was always with Joseph. So no matter what's going on through our ups and our downs, God is always still with us. Amen. Keep our hand in God's hand and watch him move, even in the midst of struggle, even in the midst of times of tribulation, even in the midst of all that we're going through in life. Hold on to your dream. It may look like we're never going to happen. It may look like the door is going to always continue to close in our face, and people are not going to always cheer us on. But hold on. Come on, somebody. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on to your dream. Amen. It's not over till God says it's over. Amen. 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 So looking at some notes here from John Maxwell's Leadership Bible, Joseph takes effective action in a crisis. It's the problems never paralyze great leaders. They know that solutions usually exist. The scripture shows that Joseph accomplished much because he enjoy, number one, a significant vision from God. As a youth, Joseph knew God had something special in mind for him. Number two, he enjoyed a vital relationship with God. And scripture says that the Lord was with Joseph. Number three, a strong character developed through difficulties. In other words, with each new trial, Joseph grew stronger. Number four, practical experience gained through life. Joseph grew in ability and experience when he took charge of the prison. Number five, a special giftedness from God. Joseph's ability to interpret dreams enabled him to make a difference in many lives. And then number six, a unique blessing from God. Four times the Bible expressed God's blessings of Joseph with some vision, some version of whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. So I just wanted to encourage us today to hold on to your dream. No matter how it looks, maybe it looks like it's over, but it is not over. Come on, somebody, until God says it's over. Amen. So Joseph went through all that he went through, but finally he made it to where he was able to take care of his family in a famine land. And not only this family, but even others benefited because of what God put inside of him and his leadership ability that he showed forth. Joseph is indeed a type of who we can be through Jesus Christ. Greater is he that's within us than he that is in the world. So we have the greater one residing on the inside of us, and you know, because of who he is in us and who we are in Christ, we can make it. Amen. No matter what comes, what may, we can make it. We have to have a mindset. We have to have a made up mind. I'm going to get over this. I'm going to go through this. And I'm just going through. I'm not stuck here. Amen. I'm just going through because God said something in my spirit. God showed me something in my spirit. And I know God is, amen, true to his word. He is a faithful God. And no matter how it looks, no matter how it hurts, no matter what's happening in me, through me, around me, I'm going to hold on to my dream. So leadership is so vital. God had to shape Joseph for his position. And sometimes it hurts sometimes to be stretched, amen, to be shaped into what God will have us to be. And so just hold on. So the writer here says, now, becoming a leader is a lot like investing in a stock market. If you hope to make a fortune in a day, you're doomed. It's what you do day by day over the long haul that matters most. If you continually develop your leadership, letting your assets compound over time, the inevitable result is growth. Although some individuals have greater natural gifts than others, nearly all the skills of leadership can be learned and improved. But this process doesn't happen overnight. Leadership has so many facets: respect, experience, emotional strength, people skills, discipline, vision, momentum, timing, and the list goes on. That's why leaders require so much seasoning to be effective. The good news is that you can grow in your ability to lead. Regardless of your starting point, you can improve. Amen. So thank God that you have a mind that has the ability to focus on the finish line. I'm not going to look back. I'm not going to look to the side, left or right. I'm going to stay focused because there's something inside of me that God put inside of me that he expects me to finish strong. So no matter where you are in this business, and you have goals, you have dreams, and you have not arrived there yet, but keep on holding on. Keep on pushing. Amen, amen. Don't give up on your dream. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Amen. Just keep on moving forward. Keep on holding on to your dream. Amen. Amen. God has given it to you, and God will allow you to go through some things, but he will always be with you. Like he was with Joseph, he is with you. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up on dream. It's so vital to have the right attitude. You have to have the right attitude. Your attitude determines your altitude. Amen. This is a reading I have came across, and just want to share this with you. It says, promise yourself to be strong, that nothing can disturb your peace of mind, to talk health, happiness, and prosperity to every person you meet, to make all your friends feel that there is something in them, to look at the sunny side of things and make your dreams come true, to think only of the best, to work only for the best, and expect only the best, to be just as happy about the successes of others as you are about your own, to forget the mistakes of the past and press on to the greater things of the future, to wear a cheerful smile at all times, to give so much time to the improvement of yourself that you have no time to criticize others, to be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble. Amen. So promise yourself these things. Promise yourself that I'm going to hold on, amen, until the end comes. I'm going to keep on pushing, amen, pressing toward the mark. I'm going to hold on to my dream, because what I have inside me, nobody can take from me. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. So like Joseph went through all that he went through. I'm not going to go through all the things he went through. You read it for yourself, Genesis 37. Read it, read it. Amen. All that he went through. But at the end of the journey, the dream came to reality. So let me help you here. Be encouraged. Yes, 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 yes. Be encouraged and hold on to your dream. Back to you, Prophet Kai.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, man of God, for that on-time word. Hold on to your dreams. I'll be calling you back to give us our benediction, but first let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for the man of God that just brought the word, hold on to your dreams, Pastor Everett Thomas. We ask you right now to be a hedge of protection around him and his family. Continue to lead and guide him and be a lamp unto his feet and a light unto his path. You know the desires of his heart. We ask you right now, Father, to do the exceeding and the abundant more than he can hope or ask, according to the power that worketh in him. Continue to touch his wife and his sister and his family. Father, you know the needs, spoken and unspoken, and we ask you to meet them according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for his life. We thank you for our two amazing and dynamic women of God who founded this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts. Father, you know every need. Be a hedge of protection around them. Continue to touch Dr. Pecola right now in the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease are a name and must bow down to the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you've already called her complete and total healing into being. Father, by your stripes, she is healed, not in the past tense, not in the present tense, but right now in the name of Jesus. We have her body to come. We command her body to line up with what your word says, oh Lord. And we thank you because we know that you've already worked it out. And we're not going to wait for the manifestation, but we're going to praise you right now for her complete and total healing. We ask that you continue to just touch Dr. Vanessa, Father. Guard her time. God, help her guard her heart and mind and do only that which you've ordained for her to do. Lord, we thank you right now
in the name of Jesus that you are her peace, which passes all understanding. You continue to lead and guide her through righteousness for your name's sake, O Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you that she has already received all that she needed and more. She is walking a life of abundance right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now that you are just keeping a hedge of protection around Minister Robin, O Heavenly Father, as she begins this time of bereavement with the loss of her father. Lord, you know what she needs, Father. Just guard her heart, O dear God. Give her your peace which passes all understanding. Let your joy manifest in her life right now in the name of Jesus. Be with her family, O God. Father God, we ask you right now to just keep her in your perfect peace as her mind is stayed on you. Continue to touch Kaylon and Minister Tiffany, O God. You know every need, spoken and unspoken, Father, and every family member of the TMC right now that is going through a time of bereavement. Lord, we just ask you to touch them right now, Father. Be their joy, unspeakable joy, even in such a time as this is sorrow, O Heavenly Father. We ask that you guard them, O Heavenly Father. We ask that you keep them. We ask that you cover them in your joy, O Heavenly Father, in your peace, O Heavenly Father. Father God, we bind up the spirit of contentions in these families, and we call it a peaceful time of bereavement, O God. Lord, we ask you right now to just continue to touch each and every one of our TMC family members, Father. You know the needs, spoken and unspoken, and we ask that you meet them right now according to your will. Father, we know that you have worked it out for our good and your glory, so we thank you in advance. We don't have to see it, O Heavenly Father, because we know that you love us more than we can even love ourselves, that you loved us even before our conception, and we thank you for it, Father. And great is our peace because we are walking in right relationship with you. Lord, we ask that you continue to just be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path, to continue to lead and guide us in your namesake, Father, with Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, with the Holy Spirit resting, ruling, and abiding with us and being that ultimate guidance for us, O God. We just want to make sure that we are glorifying you in all that we do, that we are magnifying your holy name because you deserve that and so much more. Father, we just want to continue to give you the praise, glory, and honor that is due you. Father, that our every action glorifies you, that our every thought, our every word speaks life and life more abundantly. We just want to be the men and women of God that you have called us to be, Lord. So we just thank you right now because we know that you are in control and that you are God all by yourself. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you, and even that is not enough. So thank you, Father, for just loving us even when we don't feel lovable, for keeping us even when we don't feel like we are being kept. Lord, we just want to thank you for being who you are. Lord, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and we say amen, amen, and amen. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-pound. If you want to hear the playback of this message of Hold On to Your Dreams, you can do so today by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound. We are so thankful that each and every one of you have joined us here on the Master's Call today. I want to again thank Minister Roslyn, our psalmist this morning, for ushering us into the presence of the Lord. Again, thank both our prayer general, Minister Brenda, and our beautiful sister, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting us and opening us up in that powerful prayer. And, of course, to the man of God who brought the word straight from the throne room this morning, Pastor Everett Thomas, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that on-time rich word. If you would, please come back and give us our benediction.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, power, and prosperity. In Jesus' name be blessed. Amen.